Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
9:16 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on medical leave. Lots of fans, Joe, help me set this up. Lots of fans frustrated with the O's front office because the yard is packed and they're looking at Citizens Bank. Am I right?
That is correct.
Citizens Bank is packed, sold out, I assume. Yesterday was attendance was 43,660 people for yesterday's game. For a team right now that's in first place, for a team right now that's headed to the postseason, and fans are upset because the Orioles, who are in last place, aren't selling out. Well, here's my problem. And yes, I'm upset with where they are. Wednesday, October the 2nd. 2024. What day was that? What happened on that day? Under 40,000 people attended a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't you pack the ballpark for a playoff game? You're getting upset with the front office for what's going on now because the Citizens Bank Park is packed. You had a playoff game and 38,000 people showed up. Oriole Park at Camden Yards capacity is just under 46,000 people. You didn't pack it that day. Because in your opinion, the team, they're not as good as they once were anyway. I knew they were going to get eliminated. So 38,000 people showed up. You bitch to bitch. Bottom line, team's not good. We get it. Whatever reason you think they're not good, I think they're not good, period.
They're not good.
It doesn't matter what the reason. They're not a good team. So you don't expect there to be sellouts for not a good team. But you expect there to be more than 38,000 at a playoff game. 38,698 at a playoff game. Game two of the playoffs. So is that team not good? They're in the playoffs. I don't get on people for not going to games until people complain, make complaints like these. Because I don't spend people's money. I don't buy tickets for people. I don't do those things. So if you don't want to go to games, don't go to games. But don't misplace your anger. Citizens Bank Park being sold out in Philadelphia, which is a tremendous sports city, by the way, which has more people in than Baltimore, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to sell. That's like saying, well, Yankee Stadium sells out. Well, they're supposed to. What is there, 8 million people to choose from?
Yeah.
You're supposed to sell out. So to me, guys, this is a nothing to me. This is nothing.
And just, yeah, they should be selling it out, but from 2014 to 2018, they averaged less than 30,000 people a game.
Because they weren't good.
Because they were awful.
Exactly.
So
for a first place team to sell out in a city of almost 2 million people, okay, that's not a big deal to me. They've been competitive. They've been in playoffs every year since what? 2021?
22. They went to 22. The World Series.
They've been consistently good.
Good. 22, 23, 20. It's the fourth straight year they've been near the top of the standings in their division. People are catching waves. If Oriole Park at Camden Yards is not packed after four straight years, you had 2022 where you finished with a winning record, 2023 where you went to the playoffs, 2024 and you got less than 40,000 people in the stadium because you believed the team is not going to advance to the next round. So let's wait till next year. You waited the next year. Now you're not good. This is nothing to me, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Me either. It's like
people aren't showing. and guess what? If you tell me, Ed, we talk movies here all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you tell me, hey, man, I want to see this movie, it's bad. Guess what I'm not doing? I'm not going to see that movie. I'm not paying to see it. Well, you know the Baltimore Orioles right now aren't very good, so people aren't going. Now, if your anger is to the front office because of the product they put on the field, okay. All right. I just think everything that happens wrong around here goes back to the general manager. Nobody going to games. It's back to the general manager.
Well, fairness to him, I mean, he's responsible for everything. He's going to get all the heat. And he admitted he didn't apologize to the fans. Things didn't work out the way they should have. It's just by the nature of his job, he's going to get it. So.
Yeah, but when you're not good, people aren't going to the games unless you're the Chicago Cubs of the 80s and 90s.
Well, exactly. Isn't he responsible for them being good? Because we're in the sixth year of a rebuild now. And look at the team. Now it's like, now you're rebuilding again.
I don't think they're rebuilding. Rebuilding to me is you get rid of Adley, you get rid of Gunner, you get rid of Westberg, you get rid of Carlson, you get rid of Bradish, you get rid of those guys, you're rebuilding. You're building around the main guys, the main characters. You know, you make a sequel to a movie if the stars are still in it, you just put other co-stars around them. This is, these guys, again, we talked about a couple of segments ago. You had more injuries than you could even calculate. You have more injuries than you can even anticipate. I can't predict what they're going to do next year. That'll be foolish. But at the same time, I can tell you, I hope they don't have as many injuries. But, being upset because Camden Yards is not packed like Citizens Bank is, to me, is why are you comparing to Citizens Bank? They have a team that's been in the playoffs every year since 2022.
It's a different city. It's a different place, first of all.
And again, I'm asking what happened in game two of the playoffs when you didn't put 40,000 people in the arena. You were in the playoffs. That's the definition of winning. You were in the playoffs. Yet less than 39,000 people in there. So just like you want to point that, they want to point that out. I'm pointing out a game in which it's obvious you have a good team because you're in the playoffs. You have fewer than 40,000 people in the stadium. Why? So you had an opportunity to cheer on a good team, and you chose not to.
Well, 38,000 people did, though. It's a good crowd.
Yeah, but that's not – they had a regular season game in Philadelphia yesterday. It was 45,000. This is a playoff game. Yeah. Your capacity is 46,000.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.